What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 29th episode of the Poppin' Questions podcast. I'm your host, Joe Zen, in Harlem, recording this in my apartment. So, as I always like to tell you all, if you hear any background noise, any horns honking, any police sirens going on, that just lets you know what kind of neighborhood I live in. I live right along a busy street, Frederick Douglass Boulevard, or as the natives call it, 8th Avenue. And it can get kind of loud out there. In any case, like we always do, this is the first podcast of the week. And I'll be recording another one later on this week. No changes. Still taking 5 questions that were submitted to me via my FormSpring, FormSpring.me/JoeZenC, as well as questions that were submitted to me via email, feedback@untilIgetmarried.com. All people that ask their questions are their identities are kept hidden. They remain anonymous. Because that's one of the functions of FormSpring, is it hides the identity of the person asking the question. But I extend the same courtesy to those who reach out to me via email. I don't know who they are, what they look like. Every once in a while, somebody tells me they're going to hit me with the question. But, it is what it is, and I still keep their identity hidden because I think that's fair. I think that's what allows people to ask me some of the crazy questions that they do. Some of these questions are questions I feel like they wouldn't ask other people because they're too shy or they don't want to say too much about themselves. In any case, this week, today's podcast, we actually have a couple of questions from guys. Well, one of them I definitely know is a guy. The other one I'm presuming is a guy. And that's cool because, most of my questions do come from women. Guys rarely even reach out to their best friends for advice on the opposite sex or relationship advice or anything like that. So when I do get a question from a guy, I try to give him special consideration, especially if their question is interesting. So we're going to kick things off. The 29th episode of the Poppin' Questions podcast, we're going to kick things off with a question from one of my male readers who asked me a very good question. How do you tell a female she needs to step her sex game up because she is mad boring and I like some creativity? My ex was pretty boring in bed and felt she was doing something but was just laying there for the most part. I'm pretty creative, but I need a partner who is bringing something to the table. Well, my man, I think if you're dealing with a woman that you're in a relationship with, she would appreciate you being straightforward and communicating with her that she's lacking. But don't tell her, you need to step it up. You're kind of boring in bed. Encourage her, seduce her into opening up and doing more things. And get to the point with her where if you're in an intimate relationship with a person that you have that you can actually call a girlfriend, then at some point you definitely need to have that conversation about your sexual chemistry and all of that that's going on, because she has to understand that as a man, you're a sexual being, and that if she really cares about keeping you and keeping you happy, then she's going to go ahead and step up in the areas that you say you're going to step up. It's very hard to fix that situation without really talking about it. Because the only way that you could really get somebody that is on your level when it comes to when it comes to sex is by, like, kind of like a divine chance meeting. Like, you know, you just found somebody and all of a sudden you click with them. But I would suggest that you reserve this kind of conversation only with people that you're in a relationship with. Don't go asking a girl to step up her sex game if you're not planning on being in a relationship with her, because that is, to me, a relationship request. You know, if this girl is just a girl that you're just seeing on the side or kind of like dilly-dallying with and not really trying to get into a relationship with, you know, you can't expect her to step it up if you're not going to step it up in ways that she doesn't want, that she wants you to step it up. And if the girl isn't a girlfriend and it's just a sexual relationship, well, you can go ahead and move on to the next one and have a sexual relationship with somebody else, and then hope that that person satisfies your needs in the bedroom. So just reserve this kind of conversation, this kind of request for a girlfriend, and that will allow you to be straightforward as possible. You know, I write a lot about, or I've written in the past about bad sex and how men can easily come away from a sexual experience with a woman unsatisfied, or can experience a woman that just isn't good in bed. And the number one question that I get from women is, what constitutes bad sex? What makes sex bad for a man? And, you know, you could get really explicit. You could say things like, well, this woman always dries up, or this woman just, she doesn't make a lot of noise. I wrote about that. I think it's for the quiet girls who do it like their parents are in the other room. I think that was the name of the post. You know, and I don't think a lot of women understand how important being vocal is. I've never heard a man say, I wish a woman was more quiet. So, you know, there's all these kind of different factors that go into how a man could experience bad sex. But it's different from every woman. We just know, you know, hey, some women don't have it. Like, for women, some men don't have it. But for some of us, some women we just don't click with. And I'll be honest with you, it really boggles my mind, because I know that one thing that I do want in a relationship, the next time I do get into a relationship, is amazing sex. I do not want to be in a relationship with a person that I'm having anything less than amazing sex with. So that being said, you know, I've met some women, and the sex has been pretty bad. And then you see that woman in a relationship with, she moves on and ends up dating someone else, and you see her in a relationship, and you're wondering, was it me? Did I do something wrong? Is he aware that she isn't that good in bed? Is he settling on that? And, you know, I never asked the man this question, like, yo, is your girl, like, bad in bed? Because when we were together, she was bad in bed. But I gotta assume that she's not for him, that they connect on a level that we didn't. So, I say all that to say, you're gonna, the more you sleep around, the more likely you're gonna come away with the bad experience. When you do come away with that experience, like I said, if you're not in a real relationship with that person, just move on. But if you are in a real relationship with that person, just be straightforward. You know, be sensitive to her feelings. Don't discourage her. Don't be negative. Just say, hey, you know what I really like? I really like it when a woman does this. Can you do that? And trust me when I say, a lot of women appreciate being taught how to please their man by their man. And if you don't teach her things, she's going to learn it from someone else. So don't be afraid to play that role. Next question, back to the regular line of questioning, in terms of the question Never mind. I'm sorry. Look, next question from a woman. Recently, a guy I was clicking with online said he wanted to meet in real life. But then days went by without him setting plans. Once the weekend was over, he asked about next weekend. But I'm totally turned off now. Am I being too sensitive? To answer your question, bluntly, yes, you are being too sensitive. I don't see how you can get so discouraged from meeting somebody that you've been clicking with online. But hey, if that's a deal breaker for you, then that's a deal breaker for you. I feel like if you were really clicking with him and you felt like there was something special here, then, you know, you cut him a little slack. You chalk it up to him being busy. And you give him one more chance. If he doesn't follow through again with those plans next weekend, then, hey, you know, you gave him one chance, and then you gave him another chance, and he ended up ruining it for himself, and that was that. But I say go for it. You know, I kind of feel like this. When we're dating and when we're into a person or when we meet somebody and we know that we're clicking with them, yeah, there can be some sense of urgency, but I also know that this person is a person that I'm getting along so well with that I'm not really in a rush, and I'm prioritizing my schedule, and maybe, you know, the plans that he had with you involved something that he wanted to do all day. Maybe he didn't want to fit you in. You know what I mean? He didn't want to, like, only see you for 2 hours, but he wanted to clear the weekend or clear the day and devote all his time to you instead of seeing you from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And maybe he's just giving himself the room to spend as much time with as possible with you, knowing how well you two get along, and knowing that when he does spend time with you, he's probably not going to want to leave so quickly. So I would say give him one more chance, and if he flakes on you again, then go ahead and move on. But if he follows through and you two find out and you establish that the connection that you two have created online transcends over into, carries over into face-to-face physical connection, then you have something special there, don't you? Hope it works out for you. Let me know how it goes. Third question, back to a man. Man asked me a very simple question. What's the best way to approach a girl in public? Now, I don't want to come off as some expert in approaching girls in public. I live in New York City, as everybody knows, and you can throw a rock with your eyes closed and hit a woman that you would probably want to approach. You in New York City, it's a very public city. Public transportation is king here, and you have to constantly get used to the idea of sharing your space with everyone else. My ceiling is someone else's floor. My floor is someone else's ceiling. My walls are the walls of another person. I'm always seeing girls in public. I'm always seeing girls on the train, girls that I want to approach. You have to pick your shots very carefully. Not necessarily because of you're afraid of rejection, but because you don't want to come off wrong. And you only have a momentary, you only have a quick moment to make an impression. So what I say is look at your surroundings, look at what's going on, pay attention to what she's doing. And when you approach, try to be funny. I know that may sound corny or ridiculous, but if you have one chance to make a girl respond to you, would you not want it to be a response that would make her laugh? I mean, laughter is that thing that makes, you know, not too many people get to laugh. Or you know, no, everybody gets to laugh, but everybody is looking for that next good laugh. You want to do something that's memorable. You want to assess the situation and think, okay, how can I approach this girl in such a way where not only am I going to come away with some sort of contact information, but when she comes away from me and goes on about her day, later on that night, she's talking to her friends or she's talking to her family, a family member, and saying, you know, this guy approached me in public and he said something and it really was like, it really resonated with me or it made me laugh or something like that. So that being said, if you're in a supermarket line, you know, maybe you make a comment on one of the items that is in her shopping cart. You know, you say something like, you know, she got the rotisserie chicken and you've had that rotisserie chicken. Be like, yo, you don't love that chicken. I like I said, I'm not saying that that is the thing that will get you a date, but it's a start of a conversation. Try not to approach girls while they're on a cell phone. If you're on a train or a bus or something like that, and you glance over and she's listening to something that you know that you listen to as well, you know, tap her on the shoulder, be like, hey, you know, I couldn't help but notice you're listening to this, that, or third. If you're in a public setting, like an airport, and you're on a plane with someone, you're on a plane and you're sitting, you have the good fortune of sitting next to a pretty girl. I always say, just bust open a sheet of paper and a pen or a pencil and, you know, draw up a tic-tac-toe board, put an X or an O, whichever team you're on, X or an O, and slide that paper over to her. Tell her her move. If you're in a club, I'm going to say this. I don't want anybody out there stealing it, okay? Because this is what I do. And does it work 100% of the time? No. But it works a high enough percentage of the time where I continue to use it. And I don't look at it as a pickup line. I just look at it as a conversation starter. Standing next to a woman at the bar or standing next to a woman near a table or whatever. And you simply say, I like what you're wearing. Was that your first choice? If she knows how to respond to that, then you got yourself a little conversation. And not only that, but you've paid her a compliment. And you've taken an interest in her, not right where you see her, but also, you know, how did you prepare for this night? You know, and she's like, oh, no, I bought this dress. And you could be like, hey, what's the occasion? You know what I'm saying? Or no, this dress was made for me. Well, who made it for you? Oh, my grandmother made it for me. Oh, okay, well, what is your grandmother's? You see, all these things are conversation starters. So that's what you got to look at it as. Don't look at it as I'm trying to pick up a woman. Just look at it as I'm trying to have a 3-minute casual conversation with you that will be impactful enough where we can go ahead and have a conversation again later. All right. Next question. Question number 4 is a very straightforward, simple question from a reader that obviously pays attention to my post. She asks, or he, I don't know. Why did your dad, or in this case my pop, teach you not to keep your hands in your pocket? What does it mean? Well, so my pop used to always, if he ever saw me standing around with my hands in my pocket, his thing was, you don't look ready for anything when your hands are in your pocket. You don't look ready to take action. You don't look aggressive, you look passive, you look lazy, you look weak. And he so drilled that in my head that, I mean, I can't do it, and I really can't stand when other people do it. You know, when you're in the club and you see somebody, or you're at a party and you see a man, ladies, help me out here, you know, and you see a man standing with his hands in his pocket, do you think Is that sexy to you? Have you ever said to your girl, look at that man over there standing with his hands in his pockets, girl. Ooh, girl, doesn't he look like he could just do some things with those hands in his pockets? I'm pretty sure you don't say that. And I'm pretty sure that I've never looked at a dude with his hands in his pockets and said to myself, you know what, that dude looks like he can fight. Or that dude looks like he's ready to fight. Or that dude looks like he's ready to handle a situation. I don't know what you want to do with your hands. Keep them busy, holding a drink, fold up your arms, whatever. But I definitely try to avoid that position, that standing position, that posture, because I just feel like it makes me look like I'm not ready for anything that may come my way. So anytime I find myself with my hands in my pockets, because I'm not necessarily above that, it happens sometimes, I can hear my pop in my head, get your hands out your pockets, boy. Get your hands up. Do something with your hands. You know, I think of it like that. And so it was really, as was most of the time with my pop, it was really a man thing. It just felt like men shouldn't be standing around with their hands in their pockets. Because it's never meant that a man is doing something important. And he said that you always want to put on an appearance that you're busy, that you're working. If you're not working physically, your mind is working. And he felt like you could tell that from a man's hands and what he's doing with them. Question number 5. From a woman, what does it mean if while on a first date, a guy lets you know he is, quote, talking to someone but can still talk to other people? What is he trying to say and how do I proceed? He's doing what I've talked about this before. He is hiding out in the open. He is basically letting you know up front that he has other people that are in his life that he's dating and he's seeing. And he's only telling you that as a courtesy so that later on, he doesn't get questions from you as to what he was doing when he wasn't spending time with you. He also wants to let you know that, you know, you're not the only one. And if you want to be the only one, well, you're just going to have to do some work. And one of the first things that you're going to have to do is accept the fact that right now he's in a scouting period. Right now, he's in recruitment mode. He's not necessarily signing anybody to a long-term deal. He's not getting into a committed situation with anyone. That doesn't mean that he's closed off to it. It just means that he's taking his time, dating other people, finding out who he likes, and then from there, he'll make a choice. He is allowed to see other people. He can see other people. He's more single than he is in a relationship. So I would suggest, in terms of how to proceed, ask yourself whether or not you accept that. If you want to be the only person that a man dates, then move on. But if you don't necessarily mind being one of several people that he's dating, and if you're confident that the connection that you two have is unique and special, then proceed. But the one thing that I would suggest you ask him is, are you really dating other people? Or are you in a relationship with someone and in that relationship it's open and you're allowed to see other people? Because there's a difference between the two, as we all know. You see, I am dating various people. I date various people because I'm single, so I'm allowed to do that. And therefore, there is no number one, number two, number three, number four. There is no line, so to speak. There is no rink, so to speak. It is more like just a mosh pit, a pool. And no one person is ahead of the other. But if I was like in a serious situation with someone, if I was talking to someone exclusively, but I wasn't quite in a relationship with them, That means I could still see other people because I'm not in a relationship with this main person. But there is still a main person, and then there are other people. And that might not be a situation that you're okay with. But if it's a situation in which he's just dating other people, well, aren't you in a similar thing? Aren't you dating other people? If not, you should try it. Not because he's doing it, but because as long as you're single, why not? So, understand that he's basically telling you that he's dating around, he's seeing other people, and that's a life that's a phase of his life that he's in. And you have to proceed according to how you feel about that situation. If that doesn't bother you too much, then go ahead and establish your connection with him as, you know, just establish your connection with him on your own terms. And if you're not okay with that, then tell him that. Say, yo, you know, I had a great first date. It was really nice, but what you told me just kind of made me feel uncomfortable, and I don't think I can continue to, I don't think I can go out on date number two with you. And that's it, folks. Those are the 5 questions for the 29th episode of the Poppin' Questions podcast. I am your host, Joe Zen. I will be on later this week to answer 5 more questions, and as always, a 6th question that will be designated as the most unusual question of the week. To submit your questions for consideration, you can hit me on my FormSpring at formspring.me/JoeZenC, or you can email me feedback@untilIgetmarried.com. You could also download this podcast at untilIgetmarried.podomatic.com. We are on iTunes, so if you all want to go ahead and download this and subscribe, you're more than welcome to. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in, and you all have a wonderful week. Peace.